You ever receive a contract and notice that the protections for the company are far greater than for you? And I mean this in the case of like you're a freelancer that's about to work for somebody or somewhere in around those lines, right? And you know, you sort of understand why that might be the case, but when it comes to like, let's say, protections against like copyright or, you know, confidentiality or slander and things like that, why wouldn't you want the language to be the same? Meaning, like, for example, you know, a contract to be sent over and it's like, okay, hey, you as the freelancer entering into this agreement with this company, you can't slander the company itself. Otherwise, there's X, Y, and Z repercussions, you know? Well, okay, that's fine. But why isn't the same? So they get to slander me all they want, right? No. So for me, what I always like to do on things that make sense, I always say, no, it should be equal, right? The same language that applies for you guys, apply that to me. For example, another sort of instance of this is, you know, that there's copyright protection, meaning that let's say I'm working on a podcast. Well, I can't use any copyright material, you know, for like the music or whatever else, and you know, they're not culpable for that. You know, that's on me, right? Well, most podcasts that one might edit, well, guess what? Whatever may be said and things like that, like at the end of the day, apart from like those few elements, generally it's on the host and whoever else, aka the company, you know, whatever they say, right? And that also goes for their guests, whatever claims are made. And guess what? I don't want to be culpable for that. And so very much in that same way, if a guest or host makes a claim, you know, that it's their own or whatever else that violates copyright law, like, whoa, you know, they said that, that's not me. I can't be held responsible for that. So the same language should apply. And, you know, generally when dealing with contracts and things like that, oftentimes we don't read them over, right? Especially on this sort of freelance level, you know, we just kind of take a look at it, okay, fine, whatever, sign it, and just are happy for the job. But I've learned to read contracts a little bit better and know kind of what to look for. And very much so, I always say, you know, like the things that can be equal should be equal both ways, right? And otherwise, I'm not doing it. So that's just a little advice for you. And of course, you know, all of this said, you should always have a lawyer help you. In fact, one of my big tips when it comes to things in the entertainment, like, yes, it's great to have an agent or manager and, you know, social media person, whatever else, but the one person you definitely want on your side is a lawyer. So if you're going to hire anybody, you know, lawyer is the person that you need, because you want that sort of protection and they can help you navigate these sort of waters. But I just want to kind of instill this thing in you, what to look for, right? So hope this helps for you moving forward.